Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. A quick labor market update for the first week of May. For the first time since the pandemic began, weekly initial jobless claims in the United States dipped below 500,000, coming in at 498,000 for last week. And continuing claims, which track Americans currently receiving unemployment benefits, rose to 3.7 million for the week that ended April 24th. So if you go back a few weeks, unemployment claims on a weekly basis have now been below 600,000 per week for about a month after wavering between 700,000 and 800,000 claims per week since last September. So that's encouraging. Claims are trending downward, but there's still a long way to go before weekly jobless claims return to their pre-pandemic level. Recall that claims used to be about 200,000 per week before the pandemic, rising to incredibly high levels back in March 2020 and in April 2020. And so the dip in claims comes on the back of the ADP monthly employment report, which tracks private sector payroll growth. ADP said the U.S. added about 740,000 jobs in April. And that marks a fourth consecutive monthly gain and the strongest month of payroll growth since December. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, a monthly employment report, comes out tomorrow, and I'll report back early next week on those numbers. Estimates expect a gain of about 1 million jobs, and the unemployment rate is estimated to dip to under 6% for the first time since the pandemic began. We'll follow up next week and see if the trends keep moving in the right direction. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.